The war of words over Ontario's minimum wage continues.
I think it's disgusting, personally. I think it's the wrong thing to do.
The Ontario Federation of Labour is calling two of the heirs of the Tim Hortons chain shameful. Well, yesterday, the Premier called them bullies. Ron Joyce Jr. and Jerry Lynn Horton Joyce have become the faces of the fight over the minimum wage hike. They own two Tim Hortons restaurants in Cobourg and sent this letter to their employees, informing them that paid breaks are over and health and dental benefit costs are going up. Changes they say are necessary in order to keep pace with rising labor costs.
When you see somebody that's rich, somebody that's strong, that's powerful, that leads a more privileged life, doing what's happened to that store to people that are living at a very low income level, you really start to think, well, there's somebody that's got a lot of power exerting that power over somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of power.
We've heard from employees from as many as four different Tim Hortons locations saying similar changes to breaks and benefits have been made. Tim Hortons is certainly not the only company grappling with rising business costs. And the organization that represents Tim Hortons franchise owners says it's unfair the Premier has called out by name the Joyce family. In a statement, the Great White North Franchise Association says, Jerry Horton Joyce and Ron Joyce Jr. have not chosen to pick a fight with anyone, but have rather chosen to make a business decision based on the fiscal realities that have been thrust upon them by the Premier and her government.
At this point, the Ontario Federation of Labour says they are not calling on a boycott on Tim Hortons locations, but they are encouraging any worker in Ontario who feels that they are not being treated fairly by their employer to form a union.